Thank you, Ray. Boy, these fans up here feel nice. I might spend some extra time up here. So, I'm a great baseball fan. I love baseball. And the other day I was watching this special. It was about Mickey Mantle. And they had some footage and stuff. And it was film footage from 1951. And for some reason, I don't know why, but when I see stuff like that, the first thing I think of is, I wasn't even around. I wasn't even born. I was nowhere to be seen, and yet the world is just carrying on without me. And I'm sure we go through this. I mean, our life is just a vapor. It's just a dot on the map. But I think of that. I think of other things that happen. You know, the wars that happen. We hear of all the things in history that have happened. Well, you know, we weren't even there, but we know it to be true because of the facts in history. But I just find it interesting that we're on this little ball in our solar system, in our universe that our God made, and we're just a little blop on the screen, a little blurb on the screen. And I know that in the Bible it does say that God knew us even before we were born in our mother's womb. So in a sense, I was around, but I just wasn't here. You know, if you look at it that way from a spiritual aspect. Today, what I'm going to be speaking about is something we usually don't like to talk about. It's something we all have in common, and it's something we all face. It's our mortality and death. I lost my last living uncle a while back, Kim Myers. He was in God's church, and my aunt was too. And I was in a toxic relationship back in the early 90s, and him and my aunt offered their home for me for a soft landing. And I went up there and I lived with them for 3 years, got baptized, got my life straightened out. But I was just so thankful. And he always would send me letters, and he would call all the time, and he'd call me his buddy. And, you know, we all have people that we miss. And then right after that, my cousin, who was like my brother, passed away. I was trying to get to Vegas to see him. And he had a turn for the worse. He fell off of a bus and broke his shoulder. Next thing you know, he's dead. I don't know the whole story on that. And I don't know if my other cousins really got the full story on that. But we've all lost loved ones. There's people in the church, I think of this too, like Mr. Salcedo, our previous choir director. There's probably enough people that we've lost in this church, from going back even to the Orangewood Academy days, that would fill this church up, this all the seating here. But we just keep going, and you know, the saints keep running their race. They finish the race and they move on, and then it's our turn. And brethren, we have to not be complacent in this world. This is our time. We are running the race right now. We can't be asleep. We cannot be one of the five virgins that had to wake up and didn't have enough oil. This is serious business, and we know where we are in our end times, and we really have to kick it up a notch. And for the first scripture, let's go ahead and turn to Psalms 116:15. So the thing about death too is, and we've all experienced this, the sting, you know, the sting of death from sin, and it hurts, you know, and we carry it with us when we lose loved ones. I mean, and I think all kinds of things, but I think about this too. There's so many people I've lost, friends, family, brethren, that when it comes my time, I'm thinking, you know, it's probably going to be pretty easy. They all did it before me. You know, they're gone. So, I mean, it sort of makes it easier in a sense. You know, even if we're persecuted in those last days when the 7 years, you know, the days of persecution come. So turn to your Bible in Psalm 116:15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. God considers the deaths, those who die in the Lord, precious, because his son died to redeem them and to bring them into repentance. So basically, it's a finished story as far as the aspect of Christ fulfilling his mission, the saint, which was a mortal human being with the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit, walked that race, ran that race and finished it, and it was counted for joy for God because his son's death on the cross wasn't in vain. In the second scripture, we can go ahead and read, turn to 1 Corinthians 15, 55 and 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 55 through 58. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are so blessed, brethren, to know God, to know his truth, and not be running around out in this world like blind people, not, you know, going to and fro and not knowing what's going on. You know, God's opened our eyes. We have, a lot of us that have been baptized are blessed with his Holy Spirit, and it makes for a lot better living in this life, especially as evil as it is. And there on 58, it states, this is 1 Corinthians 15, 55, 58, the last verse in that, just three. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we all have a job to do. You know, we're supposed to be lights to this sin-sick, dark world. And, you know, if we can go, I try every day to at least put a smile on somebody's face. If I'm at the gas station, I'll say hi to somebody. You know, the other day there was a guy, he looked lonely, you know, just sitting by himself eating at this little diner. So I went up and gave him $20, you know, and I got his business card. We're probably going to hook up. I don't know. Maybe he'll end up here one day. Who knows? But it's just a matter of, even though we can get fixated on this world, we can watch the news, get so sick of the news that we just become displaced, and really it puts a numbing effect over us. We need to get out of that because we've got a race to run. And we've got people that we need to be examples to, and by our examples is how we react to the world and let our light shine before men. And a lot of times they're not going to like the light, they're going to hate it, but other times they might be receptive, you know, and that's not our job to figure out which is which. We just need to do it. This is what we have to do in this little blurb of time on this little celestial ball. We can have that impact on other people that God wishes that none should perish and all should come to repentance and be with Jesus Christ in the world tomorrow. In Ephesians 5:15 through 16, Ephesians 5:15 through 16, I'll read this. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Since 2020, and I think that's interesting, I spoke about this before with my glaucoma, and I have a perspective on vision, that the pandemic came and it was 2020. It's like, out of all the time and all the dates, 2020, it's like, what is our vision? Are we woke up? Are we awake? Do we have 20/20 vision on what's going on in our world? And we all know that we're heading down a path that's not going to get back before 2020, you know, or even before that. It's just going to get darker and darker and more evil and more evil. Then in Matthew 5 and 16, I'll read this. So let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And then go back to what I was saying earlier. While we're still yet alive, let us be examples to this world. You know, we might not want to smile at someone at the gas station or say hi to someone there. Let's, you know, we have God's Spirit, and we have a job to do, and if we're going to finish this race with fruits, we need to have those kind of fruits, and we need to make an impact on this world. And then 2 Timothy 4:6-8, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me, and this is what we do it all for, not all, but this is really what it's focused on. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also all those who loved his appearing. So brethren, while we still have the time, let's redeem the time. And let's try to make a positive impact on others and not let that sting of death overwhelm us.